Just a minute. She's doing.
Okay, yeah, the bridesmaid gave you a gift?
What did the bridesmaid do? What did the bridesmaid do?
What did she do?
Yeah. Well, what did she give you?
What did she give me?
Yeah.
She gave me this whole set of china.
Oh.
That was the wedding present.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else did you bring with you besides that? What did you bring here to this country?
What did I bring?
Mm.
I didn't bring very much because I just came with my children. I can't remember bringing anything in particular because there were no room. After all, they were my father and my mother and Maisie.
Yeah, but you brought your clothes and you brought some china. You brought some china with you.
Yeah. Oh, I had a whole set of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I have a plate hanging up somewhere of my wedding china. That was a gift that the bridesmaid gave the bride, was a whole set of china. That was a tradition. And where's my china?
It wasn't. We only have one plate. The plate on the wall over there with the green.
Yeah, there's a plate hanging up.
Yeah, that.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a whole set of china. It was like a tea set. It was a cake plate and cake plates and saucers and cups.
Okay. How did you feel when you left Scotland? How did you feel about coming here?
Oh, I was very happy to come. Very, very happy to come. Because I had to leave my own apartment and go and live with my mother-in-law. And she had it tough too, because she was a widow. And she cleaned the offices in the morning in the cooperative. And she went to work every morning at 6 o'clock and come home after 9 because the offices opened at 9 o'clock and she was out of there. And she come home.
She forgets your question.
So, I'm trying to think.
So you were just as happy to leave her. You wanted to have your own life.
You wanted to come to America.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I never went to the city for help.
Mm-hmm.
No, she wanted to come.
Yeah.
And what was it like?
Because I was afraid I wouldn't get out. Mm-hmm. I knew I was coming to America when my mother left. Mm-hmm. When my mother went, I knew I was coming. I didn't know when, because after all, they had to get my fare, and I travelled second class, so I wouldn't have to go to Ellis Island. And because I was a widow, I landed in Ellis Island anyhow, and I was on it for so many days. But I think I was on it for 4 days, 5 days. But oh, they were so good to me. If I'd ever eaten all the food they wanted me to eat, I'd have been like a mountain. They were so good to me.
And what was it like in Kearney, when you got to Kearney?
When I got to Kearney, well, of course, I had a lot of friends. And everybody came to see me that knew me, you know.
Well, see, Kearney was a...
And there was no time here till I was working.
Yeah.
I was no time here till I was working in the mill.
Where did you go to work first before you went to work in the mill?
And I went to the Presbyterian Church.
No. Where did you work before you went to the mill?
Where did I work before I went to?
To the mill. You worked someplace before you went to the mill.
Oh, I went to the Prudential.
She She got
I didn't
lay
the potential at all.
But she didn't make enough money.
Because, you know, I was a high, well, I had equal education to what they would use today for a high school education. You know, I was as high as I could go. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go any higher except I went to another school. So I had to stay there.
She worked hard.
I'm not trying to tell you I was the brightest in the world, because I wasn't, because there were a lot of good students.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in the mill?
I was a coat winder.
What is that?
Well,
what was the name of the company?
Coats and Clark. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. What's a cord winder?
A cop winder. What did you do?
I was a cop winder.
Cop winder.
I was a cop winder.
And what did
what
you
does that mean?
And there's so many stages from the start with the thread. And every floor has a different operation. And you're waiting on the trucks coming up so that you can get work to put up on the shelf. And then roll two. You had two bobbins up there. No. You had a row of bobbins up there, but they were big. And you took them down one at a time and put them on a spool down here. And you put two together. And I'm going through the motions. And you put them up and over.
And you glued them together.
And they wound them two into one. And it twisted the thread at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And you were paid by the weight of the bobbins on the top. It was all piecework. But I always earned a good living.
You must have been fast.
But I always worked hard. Mm-hmm. And then I would come home and I would have my supper and get the kids ready for bed. And then the sewing machine would go again and I was either making clothes for the kids or somebody would say to me in the mill, because when you went into the mill in the morning, you took off your top dress, the dress she wore, and hung that in a hanger, and you put on a cotton dress, and I made these cotton dresses. And when I appeared in the mill with these dresses, I could earn my living outside of the mill. But then I wouldn't...
Well, you wouldn't have had the business.
No. But I made these cotton dresses for the girls that worked the same as me in the mill. And you see, that was always extra money.
She made aprons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The aprons, Matt. They had the...
I earned a good living.
It was a wraparound.
Between my day's pay in the mill and what I made when I come home at night. But you must remember I was working steady both night and day.
Mm-hmm. Bringing home all those samples from the stores. And
but, oh, I had the most wonderful mother.
They used to have samples in the stores of lace works, you know, curtains. She'd bring them home from the store. They'd bring them home
many
from
a
the
time
store.
She cried because I had to work so hard.
She'd wash them and then put them on the stretcher bars.
We were always working.
I remember that when I was keeping company with my first wife, which was her friend.
Now, you were living with your mother?
Oh, yeah. I always lived with my mother. Yeah. My mother and father. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I never had a place of my own. No, no, no. What would I have done with my two kids? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I always lived with my mother.
There was no single mothers mm-hmm. that lived alone by mm-hmm. themselves in those days.
So then, what happened? You worked at the mill. How long did you stay there? Did you work at the mill? When did you stop working at the mill?
Oh yeah, what? Sort of home.
Where? How long did you work in the mill, and what happened to that job?
I still have a pension from the mill.
Now wait a minute. How long did you work in the mill, and why did you quit the mill?
How long did I work in the mill?
What happened? The mill closed up. What happened to it? The mill closed. What happened to it?
The mill closed. I don't remember working any place else.
That's not what I'm saying to you. The mill closed. And what happened to the mill when it closed? Where did you go after it closed? She doesn't remember that. I can tell you that.
Give her a hint.
Didn't they move to North Carolina?
What?
Didn't they move to North Carolina?
Yeah, but I didn't move with them.
And what did you do?
Better give her a hint.
Where did you go to work?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember.
Give her a hint, Grace.
She went...
What did I do?
Reynolds. Reynolds Aluminum.
What?
Reynolds Aluminum. You went to work for Reynolds Aluminum.
I went to work what?
For Reynolds Aluminum.
Reynolds Aluminum.
That's where she met her second husband.
See, I think it's the earlier things that are
right,
more in memory.
Right.
Were you glad you came to this country?
Were you glad you came to this country?
When I came to this country?
Were you glad?
What did I?
Were you glad? Were you happy?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I loved it. I loved it from I stepped off the boat.
You did?
I worked very hard, but I loved the country.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Well, I never had a room to myself before with my children, you know. There was always, and I'm trying to think. We only had four rooms, and we only had one bedroom.
No, we had
and
two.
And I was in the living room, I was in the dining room, with my two children, and with the bed, they were... The dining room had a window there and a window there, and then there was a wall there, and up above there was fancy glass, mm-hmm. You know. And the bed was underneath there, and it was a three-quarter bed, and I had the bed with my two children, and the table was moved over this way to let me use the bed, and in the morning when I made up the bed, the table was moved back over where it belonged. And you wouldn't have known there were a bed there.
like the sofa.
It wasn't easy,
no.
But it's the funniest thing. I was so happy it wasn't funny.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it from the day I came. I worked hard. Mm-hmm. I worked very hard. But I loved America and still do.
Is there anything else you can think of about Scotland or about America that you want to talk about? Anything else?
I used to go dancing every Saturday night. Only on Saturday night we went dancing. And we we paid to go in. And we danced the whole night, and we had a good time. We had a good time.
Who would you go with?
And you had people, you had boys you liked to dance with, and you had somebody would pick you up, and you couldn't refuse to dance with them. And you danced anyhow, but you didn't like it. But
was everybody Scottish? Were the people there from Scotland, or were they?
No, she's talking about in Scotland.
Oh, in Scotland.
She's talking about in Scotland. She's talking about in Glasgow.
How about in America? Did you go dancing here? You were too tired.
You didn't go out dancing on Saturday night in America.
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Oh, yes. Sure. Every Saturday night.
Oh. And were the people from Scotland at the dances?
Well, it's so long ago.
Yeah.
Well, we lived in Kearney.
No, I don't remember.
How many years we lived in Kearney.
You know, that's what's happening to me. I don't remember now the way I remembered 5, 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know that. After all, I'm 100 years old.
I know. Why do you think you've lived to such a ripe old age?
Why do you think you lived to 100?
Well, I lived a good, clean life. I worked hard, and I never drank. I never drank at any time. Mm-hmm. My father was a heavy drinking man, and when I was in Scotland, I don't remember. Of course, you remember I was very young when I left Scotland with my two children. I don't remember, but women could drink.
And she never smoked.
But I never drank. Mm-hmm. Never.
Mm-hmm. Do you think back on your early life when you're here and you're sitting and do you think back on those early times?
When you're sitting around and you're thinking, do you think about long ago? Do you think about being in Scotland or
no, not anymore.
No, she doesn't.
No. No.
This is something unusual.
It's so many years, after all. How many years am I in America?
80.
No, how many years? 79, and you were 3 when you came. 76.
Well, 76.
Almost 60 years.
76 years. 76 years.
76 years in America.
What did I like?
No, you're 76 years in America.
My citizenship.
No. Oh, that would be interesting. Let's do that. Did you become a citizen?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did you become a citizen?
Did you become a citizen? Did you get naturalization papers? Did you become a citizen of the
United States? Yes, yes. Yes, I became a citizen.
Did you vote? Did you vote? Did you vote?
Did I vote? Yes, after I had the papers.
Yeah.
I voted. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Did she drive?
Uh-huh. Did you drive a car?
Yeah, I drove a car. Now, wait till she tell you when I started to drive.
She didn't have a car.
Not in Kearney. I never drove till I was in America.
No, till you married Jack Spratt.
Yeah.
That's when
I learned to drive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long are you in Florida?
How long am I in Florida, David? I see. Oh, you were here before me.
I know. How old were you when you came?
Oh, I don't remember.
You gotta give her some help.
Yeah, she was 60 when she came here. Uh-huh. He retired.
And I don't remember.
She was 60, and then she moved to Florida, because I was here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I came to Florida. Did I work in Florida?
No.
Do you think you changed much?
Well, I must have been over 60.
Yeah. Do you think you've changed very much?
Since you came to this country?
Do you think you've changed?
Do I think I've changed very much
since you came to America?
Well, it's a different life entirely. And I just fell into it and got along. I know I love to work in the mill. And I was in piecework now, to work hard. Mm-hmm. And when the work ran bad, and you were out of your mind trying to make it go, it was tough.
Chan's,
it was a lot of fun.
Chan's mother-in-law and my mother.
And we went to the cafeteria at lunchtime, and throughout the mill, anybody that could play an instrument and had an instrument formed a band, and that band played every day at lunchtime, and we danced.
Really?
You eat your luncheon. And we're upstairs to the hall, and we danced just up a storm.
Nice.
And then Saturday night, we went to the dancing and danced up a storm there too. I know, I had a wonderful mother. She never tried to hold me back in any way from what I wanted to do. And she was so proud of my son. Oh, because she could. Well, I can remember when the boys were young, when they got a new pair of pants, my father sewed on every button.
Uh-huh.
And they never had a button off. But it was my father that sewed them on. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But my mother was the most beautiful knitter. And oh, they had the loveliest sweaters. And
they
had
hot-top
stockings to match. And they were patching around here. And beautiful. Mm. Mother could earn a good living knitting. But she didn't have time. Never knitted for anybody else but our own boys, mm-hmm. and me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think maybe, is there anything else you want to say before we turn off the tape recorder? Anything else you want to say about your life?
What did I like?
Is there anything else you want to say about your life in general? Is there anything else you want to tell us? Because it's being recorded here.
You want to say anything else about your life? Life you've had?
I've told you all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm so long here, I forget about Scotland. You know, all right, I had a good time. No, I didn't have a good time. I didn't have a good time after I was married. Because my husband was sick. And then I started sewing. And I worked so hard at the sewing machine at home and keeping the place clean. Although you only had two rooms, but you had to keep them clean. Mm-hmm. And the toilet was outside, and every floor had one toilet, and there were three families mm-hmm. on each floor. So that one toilet had to serve everybody. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you had to wait your turn. Mm.
Okay, I think we're gonna close here. Thank you for telling me all these things about your life in Scotland. I wanna thank you.
She's saying thank you.
Oh.
For telling me so many interesting things.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been...
I loved Scotland when I lived in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And growing up as a young woman, I had a good time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I always went to the dancing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. We're finished.
Okay, I've been speaking with Christina Spratt, who came here in 1923 when she was...
No, she was here before 23.
Wait a minute.
Because honey was born in 21 and she came in 22.
Okay, 1922 when she was 23.
Right.
Okay, and she came from Scotland. Yeah. And this is Janet Levine signing off.